Ron Sexsmith is a Canadian singer and songwriter in his 30s. Over the past few years, he's become a favorite among critics, including our rock critic, Ken Tucker. Sexsmith has a new CD called Whereabouts, which finds him making the sort of carefully crafted music that sustains a reputation, if not big record sales. Ken has a review.
With his sour phrasing and a face that looks like a ripe plum with a Beatles haircut, Ron Sexsmith is the embodiment of fruity melancholy, and I love the guy for it. There aren't many musicians around willing to be so boldly wimpy, so unabashedly dependent upon the object of his affection. Listen to him beg for it on Right About Now.
When the world is wearing me down, and the wind is thrown its weight around, so cold it blows right through me. I need your love, I so could use your love right about now.
The same. Ron Sexsmith is mannerly and precise, both Canadian traits, if you'll permit national stereotypes. When he sings in a tune called Riverbed, "Never said I'd be your superhero, never said I'd be strong," he's not being unduly modest. Sexsmith's music takes its strength from its author's lyrical vulnerability. His material rarely sounds spineless or soggy because he has such a sure sense of melody and narrative. It also helps that he enlists aid from producers like Mitchell Froom and Chad Blake, who've worked with acts ranging from Elvis Costello to Randy Newman, and who surround him with just the right amount of musical ornamentation, from plaintive banjos to zinging violins.
Riverbed, I'll lay my head upon your pillow and watch the waves go flowing by. Riverbed, underneath the weeping willow, I'll sleep until the sunlight fills the sky. Never said I would be your superhero, I never said that I was strong. Riverbed, I'll lay my head upon your pillow if you just let this night go on and on.
Like everything else about Sexsmith's work, I think the title of this CD is very deliberately thought through. Whereabouts. It's a slightly old-fashioned word, rarely used conversationally these days, and it suggests the singer's primary concern: locating himself in the world, trying to figure out where he fits in. This is expressed most decisively on the collection's best, most straightforward song, Beautiful View.
If I had all this time on my hands, well, I would love to share it with you. And though our days have made other plans, well, there is nothing I'd rather do than sit and talk. such a beautiful view.
Ron Sexsmith is, I'm afraid, one of those guys destined to fall between the cracks in America. The baby boomers who would most naturally enjoy his music, hear its roots in early Jackson Browne and the Kinks' Ray Davies, will probably never become aware of him in sizable numbers. And post-baby boomers, well, why should they care about Sexsmith's wistful maturity and hard-won ambivalence? Working in a form that prizes force and momentum, Ron Sexsmith is gloriously vague.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Ron Sexsmith's new CD, Whereabouts.